The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Everything lights up. Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends. Happy Sunday.
Good morning, legends. It's myself, Dan, and my co-host slash sidekick slash best friend, Maz Compton. How are you, Mazzy?
Not your bestie.
Oh, so you are my sidekick?
I don't know. I don't know what I am some days.
Nah, it's good. We've got a debate this morning. Debate day is today. So
it is. After 8 o'clock, we're debating something that Dan and I are both very passionate and genuinely disagree on.
And we'll be best friends and bitter rivals this morning.
Just bitter rivals for the after 8 o'clock bit, I reckon. Also on the show
today.
That's
why we're best friends, because of your sense of humour.
Chat of mine with an actual friend, Rob Mills, Millsy.
I reckon I'm a better friend to you than Rob Mills is.
No,
I reckon.
Chance.
Yep, I reckon I've been your friend for longer. We've gotten up to more hijinks together. Sure, they were all because of work, but still.
I have known you for longer, but I think that I know Millsy better.
No, I reckon you and me, I reckon you hate it, but it's true. You and me, we're best friends.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a good show, I reckon.
Just didn't sign up for this crap.
I know, especially at 7 a.m. on a Sunday.
Seriously.
You could
up
be
next.
Running next to a beach right now. I know what you do. See how well I know you? Yeah.
Up next, we are opening the Encyclopedia of Awesome. Stick around for that.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T?
We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is,
what's the best one-hit wonder?
Every Sunday morning, we lock something forever into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. You guys vote on what the best of something is, and we lock it in, and it's there. You can see it on our website, danamaz.com.
Well, it's a service for you guys. So instead of having an argument with your mates at the pub about it, you can just refer to the Encyclopedia of Awesome at danamaz.com, and you can just see what the answer is.
Oh, Gavin, what's the best Adam Sandler film? Oh, let me look it up on danamaz.com. Oh, everyone got together and decided that it's definitely The Wedding Singer.
That's one
there. What's with the voices?
I was acting it out. It's a bit of theatre. That's my thespian roots coming through.
All right.
What's the best item of stationery? Post-it notes. Best team sport, volleyball. You guys locked these in. These were all put to public vote. And today, what are we putting to vote again?
What is the best one-hit wonder?
Oh, yeah.
There are so, so many good one-hit wonders, but we want to lock in the best this morning. So 131060, or jump on our Facebook. People chiming in with one-hit wonders there. Dan, absolutely. Have you got a suggestion?
I do, and this is the photo that we used on the Facebook post. It's about, it's the best day of the week because it means that Dan and Maz are just around the corner. It's Friday.
It's Friday, Friday.
I love it. I genuinely love it. I think it's like, and I think it's because
Rebecca Black, right?
Yeah, it came out about 5 years ago, but like a couple of days before my birthday, right? And then when we all went away for the weekend for my birthday on the Friday, and this song had just come out. So everyone was sort of singing it as we went away on my birthday, sort of weekend away.
So happy memories.
Yeah, it's Friday and it's partying. Yeah, fun. Looking forward to the weekend when you have Dan and Maz. So I like that song.
Good one.
She never followed it up.
She did not. I'm going to suggest a band I love saying. Chumbawamba!
I get knocked down.
Tub thumping.
Yeah, it took me a while to realise this was about alcohol. I just thought it meant urinating all night. Plenty of votes on the Facebook for this one, Maz.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah, Ashley says Chumbawamba tub thumping.
And I'm 100% sure they did not have a follow-up hit, so therefore it qualifies as a one-hit wonder.
And Nick has said Chumbawamba easily. Bonus points to anyone who suggested tub thumping. Tub thumping. With alcoholic emojis as well.
131060 Legends, we're locking it into the Encyclopedia of Awesome up next. What is the best one-hit wonder? We'll get to your calls.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's lock something into the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
what's the best one-hit wonder?
Yeah, go on. Go on. Give us a one-hit wonder.
131060 or tweet us at Dan and Maz or stick a comment on our Facebook.
Take it seriously though, because what we decide by popular vote will we'll go into
it
the...
It gets locked in forever.
Yeah, well, it will get locked in. But for example, Brad has commented with Hanson Bop.
Oh, yes.
But Andrea has commented immediately underneath, saying one hit wonder doesn't mean the only song you can remember an artist band playing. Hanson had more than one hit in the charts.
That is true.
For example. Where is the love? Wasn't it called Where's the Love? Wasn't that their follow up?
Yeah, something like that.
Like how the follow up to Can't Touch This was Too Legit to Quit. I'll never forget that.
Wasn't it Pray? I Pray. That was MC Hammer's follow-up, surely.
It was Too Legit to Quit. This was a quiz night question. Maybe it was what was the name of the album. Anyway, I remember, you always remember the quiz night questions you got wrong.
Let's talk
just,
to Michelle.
Yeah, let's just talk to humans. Yep.
One hit wonder. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really good, babe.
Great.
It was I've Been Thinking About You by London Beach. Oh.
Crank it, crank it, crank it.
And I don't recall another of their songs being released, so I thought that was like certainly a one-hit wonder.
I agree with you, Michelle. I do not recall another London Beat song.
The beat does not go on and on.
It did not. Thank you, Michelle. Scott, hello.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
Good, Scott.
Really good, thanks.
What is the best one-hit wonder? Remember, we're gonna if it's popular, we're gonna lock it in forever into the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
So much pressure. So Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. Yep, that's the one.
The song made famous by that singing trout.
Yep,
you know that singing trout or bass, Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
He sings this one as he jostles around on the wall.
I didn't know this song. I didn't know this song was by Bobby McFerrin either.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was by Billy Ocean this whole time.
Oh,
I really
that's
did.
Racist.
No, it's not.
It's okay, Maz, because you're from the Caribbean.
How is that racist?
It's okay.
I thought it was another person.
You're racist, but it's okay. It is debate day. If you want to vote for a racist later on, by all means, go for it. Nah, it's
all
right.
Oh, my
gosh. Sledging. Just having a little rattle-tattle at you early on. Faye.
Yes.
What's the best one-hit wonder?
Thank you.
What?
Oh, my one-hit wonder. Sorry.
Oh, God. Faye's drunk. It's 7 a.m. and Faye's drunk.
Faye?
I thought you said welcome to one-hit wonder. I was like,
why would I say welcome?
Well,
I just want to know your answer. No pleasantries. You wasted 30 seconds of airtime. Come on,
Faye.
Come on, come on, come on.
Quick game's a good game.
Achy Breaky Heart from Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's a good one, too.
Remember when we used to call Miley Cyrus Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter? Whereas now we call Billy Ray Cyrus Miley Cyrus's
dad. That's a really good one, and I don't recall Billy Ray having another hit at all, ever. Maddie, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
You're really great. Good, babe. One hit wonder. What's the best one?
Teenage Dirtbag by Weedon.
Oh, love this song. Oh, feel it.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
What's Iron Maiden?
So good.
So many good suggestions this morning on our Facebook and Twitter as well. We've got to lock something in, though.
Well, taking the calls this morning has been producer Blake. Blake, you may enter the studio just for this moment. Blake.
There you go.
Hey, mate. How's it going, champ?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
not bad.
Good stuff. Yeah. Just bonding with the masculine co-workers there. Blake.
Yes.
Before we get to the winner, is there an honourable mention, one that sort of tickled your fancy out in the phone room?
Yeah, one of the blokes that rang through. I don't think he really got the musical memo, but he rang up about the heavyweight championship, the Mike Tyson and Buster Douglas back in 1990. KO'd one hit.
The punch was the one hit. Yeah,
that was it. It was in round 10, so it didn't even really make it. It wasn't one hit. He'd probably landed a thousand punches before the KO. But yeah, I had to do it. I had to give it to him.
Sports is good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
So, I love sports. You love sports too?
Yeah. Oh, mate. I get around sports.
Yes. Get amongst the big man.
Blake.
On your champ.
Yes. Yeah. I'm here.
Just bonding with the masculine co-worker.
Blake, you're fired.
Why, mate? You have a dig at me all the time.
Yeah,
what sort of crap is this?
Fair suck of the sav there, man.
You're coming in here giving boxing references. We're talking about music.
Chicks, am I right, mate?
Yeah, totally.
Women,
totally.
Eh?
Yeah. Those lasses.
Bloody man cave. Yeah.
I'll give you a one-hit wonder if you're not careful.
If it was a winner, this is a risk, you know.
What's the winner, Blake?
Oh, right, the winner. Teenage Dirtbag. Yeah! I had it up. Weed us. Lock it in.
Good. Thanks, Blake. Now get out.
Lock it in.
Love you, Maz.
And so the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that...
Teenage Dirtbag.
...is the best...
Funny wonder.
That's good stuff.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I've got a bit of a story to share with everybody from the week.
Yeah, and I'm in the same situation as you, Australia, because I don't know what this story is either, because you've deliberately kept it as an on-air surprise.
Yeah, we have a little run sheet just, you know, to pull the curtain up in the radio landscape. There's a little run sheet with just, you know, some notes and some bits and pieces,
Maz,
about what we're doing.
Yes, you are right. We do have a run sheet.
What does it say on the run sheet?
It literally just says Maz Epic Fail.
And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. During the week, I was hanging out with my boyfriend on a lovely afternoon. We're just hanging out by the beach, actually, just sitting on a bench by the beach.
That's all you do.
As we do. Well, we live at the beach.
It's all you do.
Well, we're sitting. We're having coffee together. It was really nice, you know, just debriefing on the day and just, you know, catching up, you know, just debriefing.
Bird life, bit of ornithology.
We were feeding the seagulls. No, we weren't.
No, never feed the seagulls because then they crap on the animals at the zoo. There's a barge coming in.
Sorry. Fairstar, the fun ship just docked.
Yeah. The QE2's in town.
So we're just hanging out and I was just talking to my boyfriend about, I've just been reading a couple of books sort of all in the same vein at the moment by authors like Brené Brown and Gillian Michaels. And I was just
self-help section?
Well, I don't know if there's self-help as such.
Motivational?
Motivational, inspirational type stuff. Yeah.
I just shared
an observation that in these books that I'm reading, that at the very beginning of each sort of main chapter, like main sort of thought process, there's usually a really inspirational quote. For example, chapter, I think, 4 in one of Brené's books is the quote by Theodore Roosevelt, "Do what you can with what you have where you are." You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then there's this great one, and the quote is, "Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom," which is by Aristotle. Yeah. And I was sort of reflecting and thinking about, you know, these inspirational quotes and what they mean. Yeah. And then I said to my boyfriend, I'm like, you know, there's this one quote that's really like, it's quite short, so it's easy to remember, but it's really kind of impacted me. And I'm really, I don't know, like I'm carrying it around a bit. And the quote is, "Know thyself."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, that's deep." And we started talking about it a little bit, you know, saying how self-discovery is a great thing and, you know, being enlightened is amazing and knowing myself is a really good thing. And he's like, who's that one? Who's that one by? And I go, Socrates? Now, for those playing at home, you may know that's not actually how you pronounce the great philosopher's name.
Did your boyfriend pick up on that, or was he
still is in stitches about the incident? So the correct way to pronounce it is Socrates.
Well done, Mascompton.
I thought Socrates was a completely different person, and I literally thought that this guy's name was Socrates, because so that's two, how it's spelled.
Socrates.
So there's two blokes running around doing quotes right about the same time.
There's so many people running around doing quotes, and they all have weird names. And I was like, it's Socrates. It's S-O-C-R-A-T-E-S. It's Socrates, right?
Socrates.
You don't sit on a milk crates, do you? No, you sit on a milk crate.
Got to say, this Socrates, he has a lot of great sayings, but only Socrates is writing them down. So, I thought it was by Descartes. So, it's good philosophy chat for a Sunday morning.
Isn't it just? Well, I've learnt something.
Well, now you really know thyself, don't you?
I do. I know thyself to be very stupid.
No, it's all right. Reading is how you learn, but saying it out loud is how you learn brutally. good one.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to know on 131060, have you nursed a non-domestic animal? There's this great video of a baby bat wrapped in a blanket who is scoffing a banana smoothie out of a baby's bottle.
It's a cute animal video and has gone justly viral. So, have you been in this situation? Like, people are, the family cat had a bit of hair loss, so we had to put some ointment on it. Whatever, mate. That's
sure,
not a good
we get
story.
It. Dogs, cats, they're regular pets.
Have you found an animal in the wild and you've taken it under your metaphorical wing?
131060, give us a call and we'll take your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to know on 131060 if you have nursed a non-domestic animal. This is because there was this gorgeous video of a baby bat wrapped in a blanket scoffing a banana smoothie through a baby's bottle. And that's a non-domestic animal, but it was definitely being nursed.
And we have to talk about cute animals at least once a weekend on this show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Why would you not? So Tina's called us on 131060. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Good morning, Tina.
Tina.
Hello.
You have nursed a non-domestic animal?
I did. I didn't realise I was doing it at the time. I went for a walk and I thought that I'd stumbled across like an injured little baby possum. So I quickly took off my jacket, wrapped it up and held it to my chest to keep it warm and tried to find the nearest vet, which was about 4 kilometres away.
Right.
And then when I got to the vet took one look at it and said, that's a rat.
And then what, you just threw it in the bin?
No,
you have to love it even if it's a rat. It's like a kid. If your kid turns out to be a rat, you're still going to love it.
Well, that's right. I still had to pay the vet bill and I still had to care for it until it got well enough to put back in the wild because it's still an animal.
Oh, Tina.
Oh, my gosh. It must have been a cute rat, though, if you thought it was a possum.
Yeah, this was the Miranda Kerr of the rat world. But to be honest, people have rats as pets, but they don't have possums. So in a way, this was an upgrade. Instead of it being a wild possum, it was a lovely rat.
That's true.
Like Ratatouille.
It wasn't that lovely once it grew up.
Do you still have it?
No. I let it out in my neighbour's yard.
Not your own, your neighbour's.
Nice. Yeah.
Your problem.
Consider it.
Oh.
Thank you, Tina. Oh, that's a great story. Jess has called up. Hello.
Hello, how you going?
Good, Jess.
Good, Jess. You've nursed a non-domestic animal.
Yeah, well, it was a little bit myself, but mostly my dad. That's where I get my love animals from. But he loves growing strawberries in his backyard, and he found a problem with the Indian miners always eating them and picking at them.
So what, small children from India?
No, an Indian.
Indian minor bird. A minor bird, mate.
Yeah, introduced bird
species. Yeah, no, we're just in from New Delhi and we're all under the age of 18. We're just stealing your straws. Yeah,
we're all just eating dead strawberries.
So it's M-Y-N-A-H minor bird.
Yeah.
Are they the ones that talk?
No, they're no good. We don't want them in Australia.
They're jerks, all right. Yeah.
Yes, they are. We want the noisy ones.
They flew here.
They're not welcome.
Oh, yeah, all right.
But, Dad noticed that the magpies would always scare them off, and there was this one magpie in particular, and so 7 years ago, Dad started feeding him, and, and he's still around, and Dad's named him George. So it's been probably about seven, 8 years. Keeps feeding him, and George he watches out for Dad's ute in the afternoon when Dad comes home from work.
You've got security going on now.
Yeah, and then he waits on Dad's back porch. As soon as he gets home, Dad's in the kitchen on the chopping board, opens the door. George comes in on the kitchen bench right next to the chopping board, and he's pecking away at the bacon while Dad's cutting it up for him.
That is so great.
That's awesome.
So now George, he's got a girlfriend, Mildred, her name is.
Oh!
So, and they've been having, chicks every year. And two of them surviving, which is a good rate to give magpies. So, it's a good little story.
That's a great little story. George and Mildred.
It's like you're watching a TV show, the season develops and you see the little babies come into the world.
And they don't come too close. Mildred's a bit scared, but George, he'll eat food out of your hand and he'll scare Mum a few mornings. She'll get up and George will just be sitting there on the kitchen bench just looking at her.
So Mildred's a bit like the wife being like, oh, you're going to go hang out with your human friend again. Doesn't get along well with the mate. Yeah.
That's it. She rolls her eyes. Oh, George, get off the bench.
But he's bringing home the bacon.
He sure is.
Oh, wow.
I'm not too sure how good all the bacon would be for him, but...
He's a bit of a porker. George is a bit of a porker.
He's fine. He'll be fine, mate.
Boy. Yeah.
Well, he's got kids now. He can let himself go because he's got kids who can guard the straws now.
Isn't that Mildred's job?
That's a
bit sexist.
A bit misogyne. Okay.
Oh, geez.
I believe that George and Mildred are a modern couple, but...
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Jess. What a great story.
One more.
We've got Christian. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good,
yeah,
Christian.
Great. You've nursed a non-domestic animal.
About 2 weeks ago, I was out the back on my veranda having a smoke, and I noticed the bang up the back fence, so I went to see what it was, and turns out I now have a pet wombat in my backyard.
Really? Like a fully grown wombat or a baby
like
wombat?
Like a fully grown wombat. I even named him, seeing I was having a smoke, I called him Rolly.
Dad, where did my name come from?
Cigarettes, son. Plus you're cigarettes, a wombat.
Wow.
He's really friendly. He comes up, sort of eats out of my hand.
What does he eat? Tobacco.
Tobacco, a couple of filters.
God.
Stop.
Bourbon and Coke,
stop it,
Don't
Christian.
Even. Don't
stop
even.
It. We know
so
you're
got
joking,
a
but
spontaneous
someone's going to crack.
Just, wombat.
Carrots, grass, some veggies.
Oh,
I'll
that's
out some
nice.
Water for him. He drinks it.
And so have you adopted him as your pet?
I don't think I can legally adopt a wombat. But
no.
But he
calls in. He's more like a neighbour who visits every now and then.
Yeah, a neighbour that sort of is over your house every day that eats all your food.
Is that Kramer?
Yeah, he's your Kramer, Rolly.
Yeah, he is.
He just pops in, takes your cereal, leaves. He's always got funny schemes.
We're not on the intimate basis, yes, of, the cuddling and everything, but, he's a good mate.
All right. Yeah, just a pal.
Oh, that's good.
That's nice.
I love that story. Thank you, Christian.
Rolly, George, and an undercover rat. It was a good bunch of callers.
Great segment.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. Still an hour to go for your Sunday morning, and we will be stepping into the Debate-a-Drome.
Yeah, plenty of spicy content actually in the next hour, Maz. We're going to hear your chat with Millsy, which is... making headlines this week, actually, in the news, which is...
Sure did.
Bloody good. We're going to find out what I've got in common with Pete Evans.
Nothing?
No, there is something.
Ooh.
Start scratching your head.
You're both thin.
That's true. I am a thin man. We'll give you the news you didn't need to care about. But yes, Maz, up next, it is the debate. It is best friend versus best friend.
No, it's not.
Becoming bitter rivals up next. You and I.
We're just doing a debate, but we need an adjudicator.
Pals, but, yep, we do.
If you'd like to adjudicate the debate, 131060 is the number to call. We'll get to it next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's time to debate.
Because it's time to debate. Your topic's from the crates. Your vote decides the fate, to fate, to fate. Yeah, it's time for the Dan and Maz debate.
Oh! It is the Dan and Maz debate. This morning's topic. Oh boy. Reserved cinema seats are good, is the topic. Now, this is actually something that Dan and I have argued about.
Oh.
Off air, just in our spare time.
Now, normally the sign of a good debater is even if you don't believe something, you can still find arguments for it. That's good debating. And we've had to do that sometimes in this segment. But yeah, you're right, Maz. This today is going to be an example of two people who genuinely believe what they are debating. Real passion, real gusto.
We've got Mon, who's our adjudicator this morning. Hello.
Hey, Mon.
Morning.
Hey, Mon. Hey, babe. Your job this morning is to decide who debates the topic better, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Mon. You sound like a lovely person.
You
sound really
Dan,
smart and
stop
clever
it.
And funny.
You always
and beautiful.
Try and do
Ooh,
this.
Buttering me up.
You always
butter,
try and
butter,
do
butter.
This.
Ooh, love that butter.
In the affirmative will be Dan DeBoof, which means you will be going first. Reserved cinema seats are good. Are you ready?
Sure, why not?
Okay, take it away.
Australia, some people just want to watch the world burn. And my colleague and best friend, Maz Compton, is one of them.
Not best friends.
Maz Compton, you mad woman. Why must you plunge the world into chaos? Do you want us all wandering into the cinema, higglety-piggledy, harum-scarum to and fro, friends unable to sit together while they watch a movie? That would mean that I would be on one side of the cinema, Maz, and you would be all the way over on the other. Would
Go
you
on.
Want that?
Yes!
Actually, don't answer that, because I'm pretty sure that is what you want. If you don't believe reserved seating is a good thing, then you don't really like movies. Real film lovers have their favourite seat, which is in the middle and a little to the back. And with reserve seating, you can have that seat every time. You can have the best movie experience. You can have your Maltesers and your really, really, really big Coca-Cola. And you don't get stuck next to Darren and Sharon who keep talking all the way through Mulholland Drive being like, oh, what's going on? Is he the bad guy? Where are they now? Who's that? Oh, no. Are you saying, Maz, we should just have unreserved seating everywhere? Is that the kind of mixed-up world you want to live in? You can sit wherever you want in the theatre. Oh, sorry, bride and groom, but I might just plonk myself down at the bridal table. Oh, do you want us all getting on the aeroplane and sitting wherever? I'm sorry, Maz, but I don't want the great unwashed jumping into my sky bed in first class just because they got in early. I would spit my Dom Perignon everywhere. No, thank you. A vote for Dan is a vote for order, a place for everyone and everyone in their place. Say no to chaos, say yes to reserved cinema seating.
Wow. You're right, mate.
We promised passion. I don't see how you can beat that, but sure, try, because it's a segment, so you've got to try.
Well, I have prepared something, so I will give it my best shot.
Maz, you have 1 minute. The topic is reserved cinema seating is a good thing. You are negative. Take it away.
Living in a free world is great, isn't it? So many freedoms. We get to make so many of our own choices. We can choose what car to drive or if we want to drive at all. We can choose what to wear, where to eat, what TAFE to attend, how many fitness certificates we want. Our free world is a good place. But there are some people who are trying to take those freedoms away. And it begins with something close to your bum. Your seat at the cinema being allocated. Not reserved, allocated to you. Today in this free world, I'm lucky that I can decide that I want to go to the movies with whoever I want and see what I want. And in this free world, I can choose where I want to sit at the movies. But Dan is against my freedom of choice. Dan is all for allocating. dedicated seating at the movies, and that's a slippery slope. Ladies and gentlemen, it might not seem like a big deal today, but if you let them take away your personal seating preferences, what will be next? I'll tell you. Factions. Are we going to let our free world turn into a bad version of Divergent meets the Hunger Games, where we don't get choices, but we must conform and submit to a world that's run by tyrants who look like Kate Winslet? Do not stand for a world where you get dictated where to sit. Before you know it, all those lovely luxuries of decision-making will be taken away from you like candy snatched out of a child's hand. Would you take candy from the mouth of a child, Dan? First of all, they tell you where to sit. Then all of a sudden, communism. Reserve seating is a bad idea at the movies.
Hey. If you get in early enough.
Said passion.
If you get in early enough, you can say to the person at the counter, anything going in the middle and slightly to the back. So, anyway.
Hi, Mon.
Hey.
You okay there, champ?
Two very, very heated debates this morning.
We promise passion, Mon.
Look, I have to say, before this debate, I was kind of on Dan's side, but Maz, you've converted me. I don't want any more allocated seating.
Why the hell does this keep happening to me? I was on a streak. I'd won two debates in a row.
Thank you, Mon.
Now Maz is back. I was on a streak
the last two.
I was going for the hat trick this week.
Mon, thanks, my friend. Have a great Sunday.
See ya.
Dan and Maz Weekends. My web series, it's called Chatterbox. You can see it on Yahoo 7B. I caught up with my good mate, Rob Millsy Mills, this week.
Now, all your chats are very good, Maz. They're all
thank
up.
You.
You can check them out on our Facebook, our Dan and Maz Facebook, I should say, if you want to check it out. So I don't want to sort of make it sound like your other chats aren't good. But this one, I mean, this one was making headlines online. I saw it on news.com.au. I was like, wow, Maz Compton. And it's because I guess you sort of unlocked a bit of Rob Millsy Mills that most people kind of, you know, wouldn't know about.
Yeah, I think most people, when they see or hear Millsy, you know, he's a really charismatic, fun, lovely person, and I guess most people have seen that showbiz side of Rob.
Yeah, most people would go, oh yeah, Paris Hilton.
Yeah, probably. That, unfortunately for him, is a reference in people's minds.
Exactly.
But he really did get quite deep and personal about some of the stuff that he'd struggled with during his journey in fame.
Are you okay?
Am I okay?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really am.
Okay, good.
As an ambassador for Are You Okay Day, September 8th is coming up.
And so how important is asking that question to everyone in your world, like everyone in your little inner sanctum, in your little friendship garden? Are you guys okay?
It's very important to ask those questions, and not just of other people around you, but of yourself as well.
Yeah.
And surround yourself with people who help you with that. Even if it's just a mate, that's fine, but even if it's a psychologist, psychiatrist, whatever, I'm a massive advocate for that as well.
Before I let you go, this is something that I touched on when I was chatting to the Veronicas, actually.
Yeah.
I'm calling it the concept of fame because I don't know that it's a real thing.
Yeah.
What's your take?
I think it's the worst thing to ever hear from a child's mouth. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be famous.
But for what? I don't think you should ever want to be just famous. I think you should want to travel to the moon. You want to design something that the world has never seen before. You want to be an elite athlete, or a scientist, or a politician. I think we should put more emphasis on that as well.
Do you wish that back in the day, like Aussie Idol days, someone had prepped you for what was to come over those, you know, those few months afterwards?
That's the worst. Like, I freaked out.
Did you?
Yeah, I contemplated suicide only once in my life, and that was the week after I finished Idol.
And that's supposed to be, on paper, the happiest.
Yeah,
and that's meant to be it, right?
Yeah.
And that's your lowest?
Yeah.
So there's some fundamental miscommunication there, I think, when people go, oh, yeah, I want all of those things that don't make you happy on the inside.
No, I didn't want any of those things.
You're welcome to stop by the alleyway and have a chat with me anytime.
On the milk crates.
On the milk crates.
It's kind of nice out here.
And just on a personal note, I'm super proud of the person that you've become.
Shush.
Yeah, I really am.
Well, I'm proud of you too.
I've been on a bit of the journey with you, and I think you're in a really good place, and it's nice to see you happy.
Thanks. I feel like I've just done a bit of growing up.
didn't want to say it.
You're all grown up. Don't worry, there's still...
Oh, he's all grown up now.
Don't worry, there's still Peter Pan inside of me.
That'll never, ever stop existing.
Absolutely not.
Thanks, Millsy.
Thanks for chat.
My chat there on Chatterbox with Millsy, Rob Mills, good friend. And, he really just opened up about us. It's a side of him that he's never really publicly spoken about. And I think it's going to help a lot of people, him sharing that story.
He is a very cool guy, actually. I should say, I want to go on record saying, yes, most people would probably be like, oh, what, that guy from Australian Idol, whatever. But no, Rob Mills, very, very smart, very cool guy.
And he's also an ambassador for Are You OK Day, which is this Thursday, September the 8th. If you want more information, go to ruok.org.au. A big thanks to Millsy for that chat.
On ya, Millsy.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I'd like to talk about one of my favourite people to talk about on this show. Celebrity
you.
Chef.
Oh.
I do love to talk about myself, yeah. That's why I became a broadcaster. No, I want to talk about Pete Evans.
Oh, you love chatting about Pete Evans. What's he done now? You only ever bring Pete Evans to the table when he said something a little aloof and when he's pissed somebody off.
What was the last thing he said? That sunscreen is bad for you? We shouldn't be wearing it?
Yeah, he doesn't wear sunscreen. Oh. I think it was all taken out of context. But I think the bottom line was he was saying that he doesn't wear sunscreen and that's his choice and that's okay.
Taken out of context is the last refuge of the scoundrel, Maz Compton.
I'm just trying to play the diplomat here.
It's up there with, it was a joke. Don't you get jokes? Anyway.
What's he said now? He's obviously said something that's enraged you.
Well, he does his Facebook where he puts out all his paleo stuff, and he's got millions of fans who all just absolutely believe everything he's like L. Ron Hubbard with Scientology. He's just, it's crazy, right? These people will just tell him anything, and he genuinely like sees himself as their leader. But he's a TV chef. It's so strange, and I love it. I find it fascinating. This is a post that was on his Facebook. I don't follow it too closely, just every now and then when something exciting is happening. Someone wrote this. I've been diagnosed with osteoporosis.
Oh, that's no good.
I know, it's a proper disease.
Yeah, it is.
My doctor insists that medication is the only way, right? But yep. Can paleo help? Now, first of all, the fact that a doctor insists on something... Like, I'm going to put my faith in the doctor, but of course, the second they've said, can paleo help, do you think Pete Evans is going to go, no, paleo cannot help, take the medication? Of course not.
No.
Of course not.
No.
He goes...
He's in a position where he cannot say that. Like, he has to offer paleo as some form of, I guess, medicinal treatment to osteoporosis.
So, of course, he says, I would strongly suggest removing dairy and eating the paleo way. As calcium from dairy can remove the calcium from your bones. What?
That's interesting. What I haven't heard that before.
What about? Why, Pete? Obviously, the fact that Pete is a TV presenter means he's more qualified to give medical advice than a doctor, right? Obviously. That's obviously
well,
true, right?
Well, someone's asked him. Yeah. Someone's put him in the position. So, yeah,
well,
I guess.
Well, here's what I'm saying. If it's good enough for Pete Evans, it's good enough for Dan DeBoof. So, welcome to the studio. Not Dan DeBoof, but Dr. Dan DeBoof.
Oh, we got a visit from Dr. Dan DeBoof.
That's right. That's why I'm wearing this white coat. Not because I've escaped from a hospital.
Same coat. Very interesting there.
131060. Not unlike Pete Evans, I'm willing to give my own brand of medical advice
now. So just backtrack for a second here. So Pete Evans is like very pro-paleo and he kind of is an authority in that area.
Yeah.
That's his thing. That's his shtick, right? Man, what's yours?
I don't know.
Like you're just going to hand
presenter.
Out.
I'm a radio presenter.
That's all you need. So people on 131060 can call up with ailments, diseases, issues in their body and bodily function, and you will prescribe some medicinal treatment.
I will diagnose and prescribe because I am Dr. Dan. Actually, my initials are Dr. DeBoof, so that's practically doctor. I'm Daniel Robert. That's practically doctor. So really.
Well, it could be. Durr.
Anything wrong with you, Maz?
No, formula health. I'm actually good.
That's what you think.
Actually, do you know what? I haven't told anyone this. I do suffer occasionally from a pretty rotten migraine.
Oh.
That's sort of, it's a migraine so bad, they only usually last half a day, but so bad I literally cannot open my eyes.
Well, here's what I would say, Maz. I would say probably best to ignore any loud, like blaring noises, especially in the early morning. You don't have anyone who makes loud noises in your ears, just like possibly on weekend mornings? That one was self-deprecating.
Surely, it's always on a Monday.
131060.
No, okay, so you're being serious. You
the
want
doctor
people
is
to
in.
Call up on 131060 if they've got an issue or a disease or an ailment in their body or bodily function and you are going to prescribe...
Hey.
Some medicinal treatment.
If Pete Evans can do it for osteoporosis, I can do it for your sniffle. 131060. Dr. Dan is in session.
I'm going to say like low grade fever and below would be the ailments that we're after. Because if somebody calls up with a C-bomb, we really can't help.
Nah, I'll have a crack at it.
Okay.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I found something out this week. I found out that I'm fully qualified to give medical advice.
Now, it's not so much that you found out that you're fully qualified to give medical advice.
No,
you just decided that you wanna.
Well, I found out that Pete Evans is qualified to give medical advice, which he does on his Facebook page. I like making fun of Pete Evans and his paleo. I do. And he's giving advice for people. This woman, actually, it might be a man, to be honest. Their name is blacked out and their picture is inconclusive. So, to be honest, it might be a man. I just assumed it was a woman because a lot of his fans are women because he's a bit of a heartthrob.
And also, the person was saying that they've been diagnosed with osteoporosis, which is prominent in more women than men.
Yeah. But regardless of gender, he suggested, why take medication when you can do a paleo diet instead?
Well, he's saying cut out dairy and it might help strengthen your bones.
Yeah, which is weird because dairy is full of calcium. I don't understand how he's thinking, but I mean, trying to understand Pete Evans is a segment in itself, isn't it?
Okay, so you, Dan, sorry, Dr. Dan.
Thank you, Maz. I do have an imaginary degree.
So you are saying, because Pete Evans is a TV presenter and he's dishing out doctorly advice, you're going to do the same on the radio show.
Yeah, I'm a radio presenter. I've got the exact same qualifications as Pete Evans.
And I do not stand by anything that you say from this moment forward.
Great. Look at me caring.
just for the next little bit, just in case it's a bit controversial.
The doctor is in. I was poking my head out into the waiting room. Cassie, come this way, please. Hi, Cassie.
Hello.
I'm Dr. Dan. I'll be giving you 100% legitimate medical advice today.
Cassie, you're a very brave woman. You're a brave woman for calling up.
Maybe you'll do better than the physio did.
Okay.
All right, what's
Cassie,
your problem?
Yeah,
what's going on?
What brings you to the surgery today?
So, I came off a horse.
You're a
at
surgeon
speed.
Now.
Yep, I'm going to get right in there and have a niggle around. What do you got?
Good stuff. So, I came off a horse at speed, okay? Came over the shoulder, landed on my own shoulder, right? Should have dislocated, according to the physio. So, I went to him and I said, you know, like, this is how fast I was going, this is how hard I hit. And he said, that should now be hanging off. Why is it not hanging off? And
so
I.
So, you want your arm to be hanging off?
No, he wanted it to be hanging off.
Well, this sounds like you're going to an awful doctor. Well, he should be happy that it's hanging on.
No. He was just really confused because it should have not been still in its socket. And I've never had a break in my life. And, yeah, what's wrong with me?
Here's what I'd say, Cassie.
A good thing. I think it's a good thing, Cassie.
What you got to do, mate, is you got to do a full system reset, all right? So you don't know where your arm's at the moment. You don't know where it's at. So what you should do is just go out, break it, and let it reset, and then you're back to zero.
Well, how do I break it, though? Because I can't break.
She cannot break it. She couldn't do it flying off a horse.
Like, I didn't do it falling off a mountain either. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no.
You're going to have to get someone to give it a good old whack with a stout piece of wood, I think.
Right. Are you volunteering?
Yeah, yeah, come around to the station.
Dan would break his own arm trying to karate chop your shoulder.
I would faint as well. I get a bit nervous around.
What about you, Maz? Could you do it?
No, I don't want to break your arm, Cassie. I'm sorry. I want to help you out, but I think what you have isn't a problem. I think it's a benefit.
It's quite good, actually, being a horse rider, yeah.
So, like, Cassie, you've rung up with no problems, and I've prescribed you to go out and break your arm, okay?
Yeah, it's great. It's also great advice. Nice.
Wouldn't it be cool to know what it feels like? Like, to know what it feels like to break an arm?
I thought I broke a rib once, but I didn't.
Oh, because you're made of adamantium, like Wolverine.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I'm a superhero in disguise.
You're an X-Man.
You didn't even know that's how good your disguise is.
Diagnosis, X-Man.
All right, good stuff. I'm an X-Man. That's nice to know.
There you
Cassie,
go.
Cassie, thanks for calling, honey.
Your idiot physio didn't say that.
Please be careful on those horses.
Okay, thank you so much, Cassie. If symptoms persist, please see your non-doctor. Who's next in the waiting room? Hi, Dave, come on in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. How are you going, doctor?
Oh, it's not about me, Dave. It's about you. Now, what brings you to my clinic?
Bit of a fishing incident, actually. Actually, it wasn't even in the water, but I was lowering the boat down.
Was it a trip away with the boys, Dave?
Yeah. Well, we didn't even really get there. We were lowering the boat off the pontoon down the jetty.
I know all about jetties.
Yeah. You seem like a blokey bloke. So I was holding like the rope, sort of, just to keep it at bay from not falling off the trailer, and. I don't know what I was doing. I wasn't paying attention. All of a sudden, the weight of the boat just jolted, like my whole sort of arm and like my elbow, like really, because your elbow is like a hinge joint.
Correct. Well done, Dave. That's actually 100% correct. It is a hinge.
So it really, like, imagine a door not going back the way, too far.
Oh, you've hyperextended it, Dave.
Well, there's a bump. There's like literally a bump on the inside of my elbow, not on the outside where the bone bump is. Ooh. There's like a lump now on the inside, and I don't know what it is. Please help me,
Dave. What happens when you poke it?
It's kind of solid. It's probably like, I don't know, from 0 to 10 of a rock hardness. It's probably like a 7.
That's so weird, dude.
How big is it?
Well, it's kind of like the elbow bone bump, but on the inside. So it's like probably, I don't know, 50 cent, a bit bigger.
Oh,
wow.
This one's making me a bit woozy. Oh.
You know what you should do, Dave? I'm not the doctor.
Anyone can be a doctor, man.
But here is what I think you should do.
Oh, I feel like I'm going
to
faint.
Dave, take a photo and get that to Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh.
Yeah.
They might get you some cash for it or something,
mate. Oi, Dave.
Yes.
You haven't, like, been bitten by a spider and that's, like, all the eggs inside your arm, is it?
I could not tell you.
The fish was, if you'll excuse the pun, a bit of a red herring. And you actually got, like, bitten by a spider in your sleep because, like, spiders are always crawling into your mouth while you're asleep. That's a science fact that the internet made up. Maybe like a spider bit you and it laid its eggs in your arm and maybe later the Savo, it's going to pop open and all the little spiders will just crawl out.
How much am I paying you for this doctor session?
About $5,000.
Goodbye.
Oh, Dave. I think I've saved two lives today, Maz. That's why I do it.
That's a real puzzler, the Dave, fake elbow bit.
It sounds legit terrifying. I think he might have actually genuinely really hurt himself, and I was too scared to say because it was a comedy segment, but if you're still listening, Dave,
go to
a proper doctor. Get him to poke it. Get him to give it a poke. That's Dr. Dan signing off. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Time for us to get out of here. Almost.
Yeah, we have our traditional ending to our show, which is where we point out, God, there's a lot of bloody news in the world. And one of the best things about being on air on the weekend is by the time the weekend rolls around, you know what news you didn't actually need to care about.
Yeah, it's a big old care factor zero on the news. And here is all of the news you didn't need to care about.
Here's the news you could have ignored, disregarded, paid no heed to, passed over, and just generally not cared about.
Oh, OMG Millennials! The MTV Video Music Awards were this week.
Drake said he loved Rihanna.
Kanye had 4 minutes to do whatever he wanted and just had a rant. OMG Calvin Harris totes snubbed T-Swizz.
Who cares?
It's just another award show. Do we really need more? Oh, you want a statue in the shape of an astronaut for best video with a social message?
That's cute.
Come back when you've won Cosmo Magazine's Woman of the Year and then we'll talk. P.S. I am nominated again this year, so please vote for me. Awards are awesome.
First, Justin Bieber left Instagram 2 weeks ago. Then he rejoined this week. Then he tweeted he rejoined by accident.
Now he's created an Instagram for his dog.
Guys, do you know the Great Barrier Reef is slowly dying? That Donald Trump is rising in popularity? That there's going to be a second series of Stranger Things? There is so much more to care about than where you can and cannot find topless pictures of boy child Justin Bieber.
Ready.
And finally this week, we all shared that video of a hawk dropping a snake on a barbecue.
Oh, there's a hawk.
Well, we could all have ignored it because it was fake. Created by the Hawthorn Footy Club. Not content with 3 Premiership Cups in a row, the Hawks decided to launch this AFL final series by fooling us all with a fake video. And they wonder why all the other teams' fans don't love them.
Thanks, Irrelevant News, for filling up our newsfeed and wasting our time. I'm sure there'll be more next week for us to recap in
the news you didn't need to care about.
We're done for another weekendo. There obviously will be plenty more news for you to get enraged about during the week.
Wow.
Then we'll be back on air next weekend to recap all the stuff you didn't need to care about.
Like clockwork, we'll be back. We'll see you then, team. Thanks for joining us the last couple of days. It's been a real thrill.
Yep, have a great week. Show lives online at danandmaz.com. Follow us on all the socials. Happy Sunday. See ya.
Dan and Maz Weekends.